Yes, hey freaks, Timothy James Henson, this is the Distorted View Show. It's actually the best of Distorted View. We haven't done one of these in a while, and actually, if you are not Sideshow members, this program is going to be new to you. That's how you say that. I'm a retard. It's a good thing I'm taking today off. I'm a fucking mush-mouth idiot. Anyways, this program is from well over a year ago, March 21st, 2009. It was a Sideshow exclusive weekend program. And, you know, it's a good one. Lots of lulls. I will be back tomorrow with an extended episode for Sideshow Freaks. If you want more DV, I did a weekend podcast for Sideshow Freaks. Corey was back with Butt Fudge Sunday. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. I'm actually going to be back on Thursday. Normally, I just do a Sideshow exclusive program, but I'm going to be doing two episodes to make up for the one that I didn't do today. So anyways, enjoy the best of show. It's a good one, and I will see you back tomorrow. Bye, buddy.
Thank you for tuning in to the Saturday Sideshow Movie. Tonight, Academy Award-winning actor Tim Henson stars as a flamboyant hairdresser who accidentally sleeps with his father after a heavy night of drinking in the 1965 comedy Blow Dry.
W-E-E-K-E-N-E, it's weekend.
Ah!
W-E-E-K-E-N-E, it's weekend.
Yes! Yes!
Maybe you could drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Maybe you can drive a car.
Holy shit!
It's raining men! Hallelujah! I'm not a lesbian!
Is it?
Alright, the derriere tool is made to be inserted into the anal canal.
What I got to hide, nigga? What I got to hide, huh? Because, bitch, you wanna find somebody, bitch? Let's go, girl! I've seen it right here. You ain't saying shit to me, girl! I've been seeing it at the mall. Ain't nobody walking up to me, girl!
It means sucking my ass, right? With jelly or without jelly. Some people use syrup. I prefer guys use jelly, right?
She's surrounded by her bridesmaids, and, well, things get a little bit out of control. Shit, what the fuck? Jesus Christ! These things are never where they're supposed to be. What's this? What the fuck is that? Huh? Ridiculous. Hey, Sideshow Freaks! It's Saturday, March 21st, 2009. Coming up on your bonus episode, Retard Awareness Day, plus my child is a dumbass, and the ninth grade Condom on Cock Challenge. All of this plus your emails on a Sideshow exclusive Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for a Sideshow exclusive weekend podcast. Let me just tell you something. I've saved the best audio of the week just for you guys. I don't know where to start. How about we kick your Saturday off with an old drunken alcoholic? Seems a good a place as any to start. I want to introduce you to Josephine and her grandson, who is operating the video camera, as he records Josephine in a drinky, boozy, plastered rage.
Oh, shit!
What are you screaming about?
Well, where is it? I didn't
Where's
drink
what?
The bottle Where? I had in the room if I wanted to have a little drink after walking
a bottle around. Of what?
It was whiskey!
Mom took it away from you because you drank mostly the
it
whole
was
bottle.
There yesterday.
Mom took it away from you.
It was there yesterday.
Josephine, Mom took it away
it
from you.
It was there last night.
No, wasn't.
Morning.
No, wasn't.
It was there last night because I saw it.
She took it away 2 days ago from you.
It was there.
Josephine.
You're fucking calling the fucking cops. Son of a bitch.
Mom.
She's going to call the cops. Someone took my whiskey from me.
Mom took the bottle away from you because you drank too much.
Fucking boy, you fucking filthy sissy bastard, you!
She's calling her grandson a fucking sissy bastard.
Bitch.
Mom took...
This is such a candidate for intervention. I hope A&E is listening.
It was whiskey! Fucking filthy sissy bastard, you!
The grandmother. The alcoholic. All right. Love intervention. All right. Back to Josephine here. Listen to her call her grandson a pansy again, or sissy.
Fucking filthy sissy bastard, you! And your fucking sister. Who the hell is she that she could drink? Who the hell is she?
Why are you yelling at me? I didn't
why
take your bottle.
Why are you hollering at me? Think of you and your
I'm
sister.
Not hollering. I'm trying to make you remember. Mom took
That's
the bottle away.
I was there this morning.
She took it away 2 days ago from
the
you.
The bottle was there.
It was not. You're imagining it.
I gotta call the shop.
Because you want your whiskey.
The shop, of course, is the police.
Call the shop.
I gotta tell them the whole.
Call them because you want your whiskey. Make sure you tell them you want your whiskey.
You fucking asshole, bastard! You, you son of a bitch! How about your fucking sister?
You son of a bitch! I want my whiskey.
Sir, huh?
Love Josephine.
You son of a bitch! How about your fucking sister, huh?
Your fucking sister took my whiskey!
What about her, she got?
It was here yesterday! I want my goddamn whiskey! I went for a walk and now I want my whiskey!
What? She had to
That's my sister!
Fucking...
That's not me!
That's fucking sister.
Get away! Get away from me!
Alright, the grandmother has officially become unglued and is tackling her grandson.
Get away from me!
Sister, hi! Hi, you filthy pig!
What are you,
you filthy pig?
Tack
you! Filthy alien, you tree! And your mother!
Alright, go.
I gotta call him and tell him how she is.
Go have a drink.
You know better,
I didn't touch your bottle!
From the shop.
Mom took your bottle away from you 2 days ago because you're an alcoholic.
Well, that one had a sting. Because she can't find the phone over at her house. Yeah, go over the neighbors. Stumble over there. They might have some whiskey for you. That is Josephine. I've got another clip of her we're going to play in just a second, but I've got some other stuff I want to get to first. I got a great clip here. This is probably my second favorite clip of the week after Josephine. This is a woman fisting her husband or boyfriend or whatever. Take a listen to these guys. Yeah, by the way, I said that right. She is fisting her husband. The old switcheroo.
Oh, yeah, rub that prostrate.
First of all, it's prostate. Prostate. Prostrate is an entirely different thing. It is a word, but it means like lying down or something. It doesn't mean your fucking ass gland.
Oh, yeah, rub that prostrate.
Massage my prostate, honey.
Oh, yeah, push. Rub it.
She's a lucky lady, isn't she?
No, keep it on going. Don't stop.
He's coming.
Keep stroking. He's still blowing.
Now, when he says stroking, she's stroking his prostate. Excuse me, prostrate. She's not touching his cock at all, and, you know, he's blowing his wad.
Keep stroking. He's still blowing.
It's still blowing.
Whoa, and so is the air.
That's the wife, and I'm pretty sure she has no teeth in her head.
Whoa, and so is the ass.
Ooh, so is the ass. The ass is blowing. What exactly is the ass blowing? Because when I talk about my ass blowing, it's usually a type 7 on the Bristol stool chart. That's what's blowing.
Whoa, and so...
Mud. Mud is blowing.
Whoa, and so is the ass.
Ugh. You want a picture of that?
No. You know why she doesn't want a picture of that? Because your ass is blowing. And we soon find out what exactly is coming out.
Just snap the camera?
No. No, that's all right. I got blood on my hands, honey. A little bit. I got blood on my hands, honey.
Can we just hear that over and over on a loop?
I got blood on my hands, honey. I got blood on my hands, honey. I got blood on my hands, honey. Blood on my hands, honey.
Glorious. A glorious piece of audio. Next up, you guys remember Nate Naderson, right? He did that Precious Taft remix. Was it Precious Taft? I think that's what it was. I can't remember exactly what his little remix was that I played on the show, but he's done another one based on that kid who was freaking out playing his Game Boy in the back of the car. Take a listen.
No, why did Game make me go there?
The kid screaming to Mario Brothers. Pretty good, bad, right? But I still think the Precious Taff one is my favorite.
I bash his brains against the gun!
Damn! Brain Eater! Okay, I won't play the whole thing again. Thank you very much, Nate, for that remix. And before we get into the news, I've got one more clip of Josephine, the alcoholic grandmother, for you. At the beginning, she's lecturing her grandson about going to church, and it's kind of hard to take an alcoholic seriously, especially when she's drunk.
You don't go to confession, you don't change.
How do you know I don't go to confession?
Don't you dare go to communion, because I'm going to holler in the church.
I think she was trying to say communion. They must be Catholic.
You don't change.
How do you know I don't go to
don't
confession?
Don't you dare go to communion, because I'm going to holler in the church.
You should.
If I see you in the church, I'm going to say to the priest,
don't you dare put that goddamn wafer on your tongue.
Father, you can call the cop, but that bitch aggravated me so much. You know what he's
going
to say?
I don't think the priest is going to call the cops if he goes to communion.
Father, you can call the cop, but that bitch aggravated me so much. You know what he's going to say? The ones I know, I believe you. That's exactly what they're going to say. St. Patrick, St. Anthony, go ahead.
They
do
all
it.
Believe you,
do
right?
Do it.
Watch it.
Do it. You'll see where you're going to go.
Had a little too much to drink.
No, I didn't have too
much. Oh, she fell down. No, it's kind of hard because the camera, it's one of those crappy cameras where it like captures like every, you know, 60th frame or something. So it's very quite jerky. Apparently she goes up to get some more whiskey and she fell down.
Had a little too much to drink.
No, I didn't have too much to drink. This is a fucking thing over here. This is
it's never the alcoholic's fault, you know, when they fall down. No, I'm not drunk. It's this thing. It's slippery.
No, I didn't have too much to drink. This is a fucking thing over here. This is a freaking softy thing. This isn't a hard thing.
Oh, okay. I think she's trying to say that the floor was a little too soft. It wasn't hard like the rest of the floor.
You had a little too much whiskey.
No, I didn't have too much whiskey.
You can never have too much.
Do you need a hand getting up?
No, I don't.
She's so angry.
All right.
There we go.
You better just stay out of my fucking way. So help me, I'll smash your fucking face.
Don't smash
and
my
if
face.
If I have to smash your fucking face, you're going to be so sorry, because the people I know, and even strangers, are going to say, that lady was always running after her daughter taking care of kids. Who the hell?
I don't think she's in no shape to be taking care of anyone, not even herself.
Who the hell? Why should they do that to her?
Alcoholics always have it tough. Like, I take care of everyone. You'd be nothing without me. Yeah,
that's what they will
fucking
say.
Delusional bitches.
Are you pouring yourself another drink?
Of course she is. So there you go. That is Josephine, the alcoholic grandmother. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effective news right now. Yeah, if you got some funny audio or video, maybe a Sextastic Tuesday story or a news tip, show@distortedview.com is my email address. Oh, I forgot to play my favorite clip of the week. Well, it's not better than the, you know, alcoholic grandmother or the fisting couple. However, did you see Obama on Jay Leno's Tonight Show? If so, you heard a Special Olympics joke that got Obama in quite a bit of trouble. He had to issue an apology. This made me love the president. Take a listen.
Now, are they going to put a basketball? I imagine the bowling alley has been just burned and closed down.
No, right? No. I've been practicing
really?
Bowling.
Really?
I bowled a 129.
That's very good. Yeah. Oh, that's very good, Mr. President.
This is like Special Olympics or something.
No, that's very good.
Did you hear that? It's like Special Olympics or something. Of course, all the retards got all pissed off. They're like, we can bowl good. Some of us bowl real good. Yeah, with fucking bumpers. It's not the same thing. But yeah, so the Special Olympics people were like, whoa, we've got some good retard bowlers. And, you know, that's offensive. Apparently there's some retard bowler who could, you know, bowl a 300, and he's like, I can show the president some tips. It's like, shut up. He was making a joke that he was retarded. And I think we should all just support the president because of that. So he issued an apology, and I guess it's all smoothed over now. He'll probably have one of the window lickers come and give him some bowling tips, be a little photo op, and be all good. But I kind of wish he didn't apologize. He's like, look, I'm on a television show. I made a joke. These fucking unsavories want, you know, they say like, oh, we just want to be treated with like everyone else. All right, well, first of all, the Special Olympics, therefore you're raising yourself above the regular Olympics. We're special. We're the special version of the Olympics. So right there, you know, you're not equal. And second of all, if someone hurts a normal person's feelings, they don't issue a goddamn press release saying, don't be mean! I want a hug, please! You know, just fucking take it, alright? It was a joke, get over it. Retards are making me angry today. Alright, so there you go, that's the President Obama thing. First news story we have for you now. Let's get down to business. I'm so glad we went over this Obama Special Olympics gaffe, because the first story we have for you today, the Special Olympics are taking on the use of the, quote, R word. I feel my face getting flush. I'm getting angry. An unexpected and sudden spotlight on the Special Olympics, an organization that... I don't know why that's so funny. Yes, an unexpected and sudden spotlight on the Special Olympics, an organization that for more than 40 years has served and honored those with intellectual disabilities. You can totally tell I didn't write this. Comes less than 2 weeks before the nonprofit launches a new campaign. Spread the word to end the word. March 31st is being billed a National Day of Awareness. Guys, I want you to remember to email me the day before March 31st, which would be doing some quick math. Boop, beep, boop, boop, March 30th. Because the whole show, I'm going to try to say retard as much as possible. Yes, March 31st is being a National Day of Awareness. A call to Americans to recognize and rethink their use of the word retard, or as the organization would prefer it, the R word. Quote, most people don't think of this word as hate speech, but that's exactly what it feels like to millions of people with intellectual disabilities, their families, and also their friends, a statement about the campaign reads. This word is just as cruel and offensive as any other slur. You know they're referring to the nigger word, which it's totally not. You know why it's not equal? Because the N-word is too exclusive. Only black people can be N-words. But anyone who acts stupid can be a retard. That's why I love that word so much. I love retard, I love fucktard, tard, window licker, unsavory, they're all good. The push for increased respect is being spearheaded by young people who are collecting pledges or vows to not use the word at www.r-word.org and are leading online discussions on how people can get involved in this cause. Don't we have bigger fish to fry right now? Our whole fucking economy is in the shitter, and we're worried about one fucking word. So far, across the country, 300 schools have already committed to hosting rallies on March 31st. You know, every single school, like high school, that is participating in this, the kids are just gonna ruin it. For every one stick in the mud who gets offended by the word retard, there's like 50 others who think it's hilarious. And I welcome them all to listen to Distorted View. That's really what March 31st should be. It should be Tell a Friend About Distorted View Day. And then on the program, I'll just say retard over and over and over again. Ruining this little campaign of theirs. Yes, March 31st is now officially Distorted View Awareness Day. And also Retard Awareness Day. I'm going to make everyone aware of the word retard by saying it as many times as possible. Alright, back to this stupid, ludicrous story here. An aggressive print and online campaign targeting people ages 18 to 30. I fall in that demographic! Will follow, said Kristen Pseudo-Seckler, who directs the organization's global brand marketing and awareness. Retards are a global brand? The ads, designed by BBDO New York, will challenge the public with language meant to raise eyebrows to think about the issue more deeply. Oh, I hope they run, like, commercials where people are just yelling retard at retards. That'd be funny. The campaign uses slurs against Asians, homosexuals, Jews, and African Americans. I use all of those slurs on this program. To make the point that language can be harmful. No, if you let it be harmful, yes. Just use your fucking brain, which I guess is a problem for the Riris. Attention of the Special Olympics skyrocketed Thursday when, in a quick and clearly unscripted moment, President Obama exhibited the power of words during his history-making visit with Jay Leno. While joking on The Tonight Show about his bowling prowess, you see, during last year's campaign, he shamefully scored a 37 in a game. It was like one of those little photo op things. The president was playing bowling. He's just like one of us. He's an average Joe. And apparently he scored a 37, which is that's a retard score right there. I even do better than that. Obama said he's been practicing at the White House. He told Leno that he bowled a 129, and he said his bowling skills are like Special Olympics or something. You heard the clip. You know what he said. It was hilarious, and quite frankly, it made him more relatable, at least in my opinion. But I'm a monster, I guess. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from Toronto. After her 14-year-old son was assigned to buy condoms and compete with classmates to see who could place one on the fastest. What? Oh, on a wooden penis, I see. What sort of crazy physical challenge is this? It's like the X-rated Double Dare. I'll take the physical challenge. All right, you see that broad? Fuck her. Put a condom on and bang the shit out of her. You have to be a very specific age to get that reference. It was Double Dare on Nickelodeon. All right, back to the story here. These school kids had to buy condoms and then put them on wooden penises. Yes, a distressed parent will ask her school board in Cambridge to require teachers to communicate with parents about upcoming lessons on human sexuality. Where do you get wooden penises at? Sign me up. A public health nurse for 20 years, Linda Strobel, said she doesn't oppose the curriculum that teaches grade 9 students about sexually transmitted infections. I can't talk good today. I'm acting like a retard. Don't come after me, Special Olympics. I really should be their public enemy number one, shouldn't I? I love the I went bowling with retards, as a matter of fact. I do plenty of things. I'm a good person, damn it. It was for their Special Olympics. It was back when I was in high school, you know, when I was a better person than I am now. But, yeah, I told you guys about that. You know, went bowling together, and, I'm pretty sure they kicked my ass, too, in bowling. I mean, I did better than getting a 35 or 37 or whatever, but... And then they all signed my little bowling pin, which is a euphemism for my penis. It is in the shape of a bowling pin. It's got a wide base, then it gets narrower, and then the head is like a bulb. Weird looking. Yes, the mother was incensed with the condom buying assignment at her son's school, which was southwest of Toronto, and even more concerned that she knew nothing about it until her son came home upset one day last fall, complaining he didn't want to do his homework for health class. I was about to tell him he had to do it when I saw his distressed face, and he told me he had to buy condoms for a race, Mrs. Strobel said. Well, here's the thing. A lot of kids, like, you know, even like 18, 19, 20-year-olds, for some reason are embarrassed to buy condoms. Especially the snug-fit kind. Tiny pee-pee. Although now that they have condoms, they're probably more likely to use them, so, you know, whatever. All right, final story we have for you today. Ooh, look at this. It comes from our most fucked-up state. Say it with me!
Florida. Our most fucked-up state.
Yes, it's been proven time and time again. Here's some more evidence. A badly beaten 2-year-old girl wasn't the only disturbing discovery authorities made. I'm interested. When they arrived at room 108 of the Homestead Studio Suites Hotel last week, the toddler's 3-year-old brother had the word dumbass scribbled on his forehead. He said his mother, Danielle McCleary, wrote it. To be honest, he doesn't seem that bright. He's a dumbass. Authorities took the boy to foster care. They rushed the sister, Gabrielle Randall, to St. Joseph Hospital, where she died hours later from...
No!
Oh, the Game Boy kid is back. Nice. Unfortunately, the girl died hours later from injuries they said were inflicted by the mother's boyfriend of 3 months. On Thursday, the Hillsborough Sheriff's Office accused the boyfriend, Kenneth G. Lopez, of murder, The agency previously said Lopez, 21, admitted to bundling the little girl's body and face in a sheet during the early hours of March 8th and repeatedly striking her to get her to stop crying. McCleary, well, eventually she did. McCleary called authorities at 5 a.m. after her daughter stopped breathing. Authorities say Gabrielle suffered blunt trauma to her forehead, multiple marks and bruises on her entire body, a hand mark on her body, and serious trauma to her genitalia. Ooh.
Oh, Tracy.
During the hearing, Hillsborough Circuit Judge Tracy Sheehan described the message on the boy's forehead. A sheriff's investigator said McCleary admitted to writing it. Lopez, who's already being held on an aggravated child abuse charge, remains in jail without bail. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Saturday. Let's do a couple voicemails. Get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky deekies. I should tell you, if you guys aren't following me on Twitter and you're on there, I would love to have you guys follow me and, we'll chat. I've been talking to a lot of freaks, and I've been discussing my sad, pathetic life. If you want insight into the life of Tim Henson, you'll sign up on Twitter. I've been doing that Wii Fit thing because I found out I was a fat ass. I chalk it up to, winter fat or something. I've been all cooped up in the house. Not that I leave the house during the summertime or anything, but I was like, I think I'm gaining weight. My pants are getting tight, so I got to lose some. And everyone is telling me I'm a fat ass. So I thought I'd lose some weight. So, I have that Wii thing, right? So I got a Wii Fit. And, I set it up in the living room. And I thought, look, it checks your weight and everything. And I'm like, well, I've gained maybe like 5 or 10 pounds. Not like everyone else is, saying that I'm, some sort of hideous monster. So I thought, this is not bad at all. In a week or two, I'll lose the weight, I'll be fine. Well, what I didn't realize is when you put it on the carpet, you have to add these little feet extenders onto the bottom of the balance board. Otherwise, it doesn't read your weight correctly. So after like 3 days of feeling pretty good about myself, I realized this, put the things on the balance board, and boom, I'm 30 pounds heavier than I thought I was. I am a hideous monster. You guys were all right. So now I'm working on that. And I went to the grocery store yesterday, and I'm rehashing all this stuff. You people on Twitter probably know all this. But went to the grocery store last night to get some healthy food. Got some little turkey slices and stuff on yogurt. And I'm committed to this again because you remember I was a huge fat ass before back in like 2006. And then by April of 2007, I was looking pretty damn good. Look at that sandwich video. That was pretty much, I think, when I was really starting to lose some weight. And then things went downhill, I guess, in the last year. But I think I can do it. I'm committed to it. And, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm sure you'll be hearing me bitch and complain about how I'm hungry. All right, so let's get to some voicemails now. Oh, what I was going to tell you is I was in Walmart last night getting this food. And apparently that fucking tween or whatever movie bullshit vampire crap Twilight came out. The whole store was packed. I didn't think the movie was that huge. It didn't do that well in the movie theater. It was successful, but it wasn't like some sort of phenomenon. But apparently it is because the Walmart was packed with all these goth-looking vampire motherfuckers. These teenage girls were wearing fake vampire teeth and stuff. Oh, it was so sad. I should have took a picture. I'm always yelling at you guys to take video and picture with your camera phones, and then I didn't do it myself, so whatever. All right, what the hell's going on here? Voicemail time.
Tim Henson, what's up?
Wow.
It's your New Orleans listener.
What's up? What is this, like 1997?
I just want to tell you, keep up the good work. I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
And me and my brother will listen to you for a long time. And probably we're going to listen to you many more.
Oh.
Unless you say some stuff that really freaked me out and be like, get away from this guy. But I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure I will at some point.
It happened, but I still wanted more. Well, keep up the good work, man.
Thank you very much. I hope you're a Sideshow member so you can hear that. I don't know if you are or not.
Jugu, Tim, this is the once and future Sideshow member, Rich Leather, who will soon be calling you again on the road from Columbus to Lancaster and vice versa.
Oh, yes.
I was laid off for 3 months, got laid off 9 days before Christmas.
Oh, that should be fucking illegal. There should be, like, the whole month of December, no one should be allowed to fire anyone. Unless you're, like, doing something retarded, but I mean layoff-wise.
And
that's just fucking cruel.
Now have a new job, so I will be able to resubscribe to the Sideshow.
Yay!
And once again get into your good graces.
Nice.
But anyway, that's the real reason I'm calling, is to hopefully be
on. Well, maybe
on
then
the
you'll
wave.
Eventually get to hear this message.
Hopefully be on the wave front of what is sure to be a string of calls, telling you what those little juice-filled, gel-filled gums were from several years ago.
Freshen up, right?
They were called Chewels.
Oh.
Which is the jewel that you chew, I guess.
I think maybe there were a couple different kind, because I remember it being called Freshen Up or something.
Anyway, I thought they were kind of nasty, except for the cinnamon ones. They were pretty good.
My mom used to give me, like, the spearmint ones, and it had, like, this green, gooey gel in it.
Yeah, those are the things you're looking for.
Like leprechaun cum.
And I also want to go ahead and put the image of your listeners' minds of biting down on a gonorrhea pustule.
Yeah.
I think that's more important.
Yes. By the way, someone emailed me and was like, whoever called in with that story saying that their friend of a friend did that, it's fucking bullshit. It's like an urban legend that's been going around forever and ever. So.
Hey, Tim, I just had the worst thought imaginable. Now, I know they don't live to be like 30 or something, but what if there was like a 65-year-old person with Down syndrome?
Oh.
Just think about it. They'd not only be getting retirement benefits if they even had a job, but they'd also be getting, you know, disability benefits and all that. Oh, it'd be such a strain on society. And plus,
does McDonald's have a pension plan?
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
How can I help you? I love the way the window lickers say help.
Side of them would be terrible. You know, the large forehead is covered in wrinkles. And
yeah. By the way, if I, you know, ever owned a movie theater, I would hire someone with Downs and use their forehead as the movie screen.
They need a wheelchair for both their heads.
I'd be hailed as a hero hiring retards like that.
The fact that their limbs are broken from the weight of their head.
Okay. You're a monster, too. All right. We should do lunch sometime. All right. Let's move on.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt from Kansas. Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Yes.
I said that backwards. Whatever. I'm going back through all the old shows from before I was a Sideshow member. And in 2008, you got a call from people, and you were going to officiate like a furry wedding.
Yeah.
And that I never heard anything.
Yeah, well, I was going to do that, actually, and it was going to be in San Francisco or something, and then I got word, it's just a financial issue. I think one of them was living in Australia at the time, and to have a move there, I think that they've postponed it just for financial reasons. And, you know, weddings are fucking expensive and shit like that, but I definitely hope in the future to do that.
Hey, Tim, after you played this...
Although I kind of was bummed out that they weren't going to be in their furry costumes, you know, during the wedding. Freak out their parents or something.
Hey, Tim, after you played that stupid Bill O'Reilly sex thing,
yeah,
I thought it was going to turn me off of sex altogether because Bill O'Reilly's not my favorite person.
But then the thought of raping Bill O'Reilly really appealed to you?
What happened.
I understand that.
Now is I involuntarily ejaculate every time I'm within earshot of the no-spin zone.
Yes, I can see that.
Joey here.
Yeah, I can tell you're a first-time caller because no one can hear you. Why? Talk into the phone.
Hey, Tim. Hey, you want to make Ellen DeGeneres cry? Send her that thing about fishing on cats. Maybe she'll put it on her show.
Oh.
She'll be all crying and shit. It'd be so fucking hilarious.
You know, did I thank that? Whoever sent that t-shirt into me, I think maybe I've thanked them on the show already. I don't have their name in front of me, but I just thought of that because you called in. I got one of those t-shirts with the little picture of the cat with the hook through its head. I did find something interesting out, though. The company that's doing that, while I guess they act like it's a charity, it's actually a for-profit company. So I don't know. Just throwing that out there.
Hey, Tim. It's the gay community calling. The real gay community. I'm the fag who started that terrible series of jokes.
Oh, yes.
I think you're gay. I don't need you to tell me. Here's my list of hearsay.
I cannot believe people still don't know.
Hearsay evidence.
All right, go ahead.
Either you lived with, or you were best friends with, or you were fucking in the ass. Joe,
Joe, I grew up with Joe. We lived in the same town. We met, you know, there was a bunch of different elementary schools, and then when we went to junior high, all those elementary school kids all went to that one same school, and that's where I met Joe. And we hated each other at first for some reason. There's no real reason. It was just, you know, didn't really care for him. And then one day in lunch, we had some mutual friends, so we would all sit at the same table. And we just started making fun of a kid together, this nerdy kid. And I made Joey laugh so hard milk came out of his nose. And then we were best friends forever. And then many, many years later, I think when we were in senior high school, that's when Joey came out of the closet. Yes.
You know, he's your pet name for him. So he's gay, right? If he's not gay, then okay, maybe I'm wrong. I'm assuming he's gay.
Well, I called Joey Joe. Are you saying because I call him Joey, that's a gay thing? It's just because I got so used to calling him Joey because that's what his parents would call him when he was younger, like in the 7th and 8th grade. And so I just always called him Joey. And he calls me Timmy. I don't know why.
That
is pretty gay, though. I do agree.
You have a bunch of dogs. That's very gay.
Dogs are not gay. Cats are gay, you fruit.
You've made no mention of a girl.
They're Doberman. I have two Dobermans. And then, you know, two Boston Terriers, which, okay, that's a little gay too. But go on.
You made no mention of a girlfriend. So that's sort of like that's a push, basically.
Yes.
But that's not evidence to the contrary. So
right.
We'll put that
in the gay
and
column,
on today's show. You mentioned getting lip-syncing advice from a drag queen.
Yes, well.
So straight, Tim Henson. What were you doing hanging out with drag queens if you don't love dick so much?
I was fucking the drag queen in a very masculine way. Well, I didn't actually get the advice from a drag... you know, it was a joke, okay? But whatever. But yes, I did hear about... the drag queen lip-syncing watermelon thing, if you want to ruin the whole joke, I guess, if you want to explain it away. But yes, okay, well then there. You have full, complete evidence. I hope to God you write a full research paper on this, because I would love to see your findings.
Damn, you're making me angry! Give me lock. Okay, new Sideshow member here. I started hearing my voicemail, you started playing it, I heard Tim, new side, and then you stopped.
Oh, sorry.
Like you do all the other times, interrupt voicemails. And then you started talking about that Xbox contest.
Oh, right.
Then you went on to
a
next
voicemail. Speaking of which, if you guys are Sideshow members, which obviously you are because you're listening to the show, and you want to be enrolled in that Xbox contest, that giveaway, just shoot off an email to me, subject line Xbox contest, and I will be announcing the winner end of March or like the first day of April or something like that.
You're going to hear my voicemail. I wanted to tell everybody how to get their freak on. You
okay.
go to either a carpet store or a furniture store. And this past weekend, my wife and I went to a furniture store. We sat on this nice couch. We have a salesperson come over, and the guy goes, yeah, feels good, doesn't it? And I started laughing, and I was like, if you only knew.
Mr.
And then we
McGregor.
Go to a carpet store. Different salesperson comes over. We're feeling the carpet. Same thing. Yeah, feels good, doesn't it? So I'm thinking Mr. McGregor or whatever his name is.
Mr. Mack.
Maybe used to work at a carpet store or furniture store. So there you go. Hopefully you play this entire message. And thank you, Tim.
That's your lucky day. I did. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show, though. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
You fucking asshole bastard, you son of a bitch!
Subscribe by iTunes, dig us on dig.com. I might have another video cast for you before the end of the week. We'll see. It'll probably be Sunday night or something. But I'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Guys, thank you so much for being Sideshow members. Really do appreciate it. Until Monday, bye everybody!
The vagina is full of AIDS.